So, how's it going today, Lynn?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. What we're talking about today, I think primarily our interesting topic, or at least my interesting topic, is Galileo. Well, I guess we're starting into wind-down mode. We're approaching our M7 release. May 11th will be the M7 release of Galileo. Following that, shortly thereafter, 2 weeks later, is we start getting into the release candidates, May 25th being the first release candidate. So now is the perfect time for people who haven't already started testing our Galileo code to be downloading it and trying it out and making sure that proper feedback is being sent to the various projects that are participating in Galileo. We actually have, I was trying to do a count, it's actually relatively hard to count the number of projects that are in Galileo. At the top level, it looks like there's about 33 projects listed on the Galileo wiki page. However, many of those projects actually have sub-projects. So the number is quite large. I would guess it's probably more than 45, almost 50 projects when you count all the sub-sub-projects that the modeling project is contributing, for example. So anyway, Galileo is coming, and for those of you out there who haven't been testing the Galileo releases that have been made by the various projects, now is certainly the time to get involved. The official release date is June 24th. That's actually a Wednesday. Last Wednesday in June, according to the calendar. Now, Lynn, you're looking at me with wide eyes. Have I mistaken something?
Well, I thought it was always the last Friday of June.
I thought that too, and I guess that's something we need to confirm, but the calendar says Wednesday. I know that there was some talk last year and in previous years that Friday is not a really good release day because it doesn't give people enough time to digest those releases before the weekend. So I'm going to assume that what the calendar says on the Galileo Wiki page is accurate because it lists June 24th, a Wednesday, as the GA date.
If it's on the internet, it's got to be true.
It must be true if it's on the internet. So, we got some demo camps lined up, Lynn.
Yes, so to celebrate the release, we're holding demo camps all over the world. What these basically are informal gatherings of local communities where people can come out and just do short, 5-10 minute demos of what they're working on or their commercial products that use Eclipse, research projects, basically anything that's Eclipse related that is cool and you think the community would be interested in. So we already have 19 locations confirmed so far. They're going to run from May 16th to June 26th. So if you're interested in organizing one for your city, there's details up. Or right now we're encouraging people to sign up for presentations or just to attend. And you can do that from our homepage, eclipse.org, if you go to Community and Events. Scroll down to May. They start at May 16th, and you can take a look at the page.
Do those links there link to, say, the wiki where someone could contribute? Is that how we contribute talks?
Yes. You can just add yourself to the wiki if you're interested in presenting or attending.
Okay, excellent. And then I assume there's more information for getting in contact with the organizers and that stuff available through the wiki as well.
Yeah, it varies by each location.
Okay, so it's really up to the demo camp organizer. Cool. So also coincidental with the release of Galileo is E4 development is ongoing. The 0.9 Milestone 2 release is available for download today from the E4 download site. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on E4. We've actually talked about a lot of the high points. One of the things I guess I would invite people to do is pay attention to live.eclipse.org. I believe there's already a couple of E4 talks there, but there's another one that I'm currently editing that our grand leader, Mike Milinkovich, recorded that talks about some of the issues around E4. So that might be interesting, and certainly watch for blogs and Twittering, I guess, about that. That should hopefully happen in the next few days.
Coincidentally, on Twitter, I need about 4 more followers to break the 100 barrier. So if there's anyone that happens to listen to this, Al Gayowski. 4 more to go.
4 more.
Also, speaking of Eclipse Live, we have 2 webinars coming up this month in April. There's one on the mobile tools for Java project, April 22nd with Gustavo De Paula from Motorola. And the second one is on Jetty, April 27th, with Greg Wilkins from WebTide. So if you go to live.eclipse.org, there's details on the full abstract and how to register for those.
Speaking of Jetty, the Jetty project at Eclipse has been provisioned, and the version 7.0 code is actually already in Eclipse Subversion, so it's there for download and review. There's also downloads available. There's a build dated April 3rd available from their download site today. From what I understand, the architecture is very similar with the version 7 and then from the version 6. However, there are some changes in the packaging structure and some other tweaks that make it so that it's not exactly a drop-in, no drop-in compatibility. So you know, if you were customizing Jetty version 6 and you want to customize version 7, you should probably be looking at some work. I imagine, though, as a web server, they probably still function provide equivalent function. So anyway, so Jetty, it's pretty exciting that Jetty has pretty quickly actually gone from project proposal, and they've really put it in gear and got parallel IP approval and actually have code in our repository now. Actually, and now on the topic of webinars, Lynn, you and I are going to be are in the process of organizing some webinars around Galileo.
Yes.
So our hope is to actually have a big Galileo day of webinars, kind of a mini online conference, I guess. We're in the process now of lining up 5.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll have a virtual Galileo day for people who weren't able to attend those demo camps in their area. This could kind of be a replacement for that.
One of the things that we're trying to do is we're working to make it more than just a new and noteworthy for a bunch of projects. That certainly will be part of the webinar series, but really one of the things we want to try and do is put some motivation around Galileo. Why do projects participate in Galileo? Why is Galileo interesting to our community and valuable to our community and our ecosystem? So look for those webinars. Of course, we should be doing a podcast again, probably 2 podcasts before that, so there's lots of lead time. We'll likely do that series of webinars in or around the release date of Galileo, but we're still in the early planning stages of that.
So totally new topic. We have a community survey out right now. It's posted on the homepage, eclipse.org, and we're just trying to better understand how people are using development tools and open source software, and a little bit on, you know, how people get their information on Eclipse. The survey is open until May 15th, and anyone can participate. The results will be published in June, and we're also going to do some random draws for free swag, so it's a good chance to get in there. We actually have quite a few responses so far. 40% of them are from Germans, so we do need some representation from other countries. So it would be great if you're listening and you're not from Germany, although we still welcome more Germans to give us their feedback, if you could fill out that survey at eclipse.org.
As I understand it, a German magazine put out some press and attracted a lot of attention, and we just don't have that happening in other parts of the world yet. And of course, when you're filling out the survey and it comes to the part where, you know, where do you learn about Eclipse, of course, this podcast should be mentioned.
Yes, we did have 35 hits last month, which was very exciting.
Yeah, 35? Yeah.
35. Not
well,
sure.
If all 35 of you could indicate that you've listened to this podcast and find this podcast very valuable, that would be very good for our survey.
And if you could follow me on Twitter, too, that would be helpful.
Yes, follow Lynn on Twitter. All of my followers on Twitter should also follow Lynn, although I'm pretty sure they already are. So I guess, you know, just winding down a little bit, the mobile working group is certainly well underway. There's been a lot of press about that already, so I guess I don't really need to say too much about it. Pulsar is a great effort, and we're hoping is a template for additional working groups to come in the future. So if you're doing mobile work, you might want to pay attention to that group. They're basically setting the stage for organizations, groups building mobile tools.
So we have some spring training going on. We still have 35 classes left. They're taking place all over the world in developing with RCP, advanced RCP, Equinox, and modeling. We've spoken about this before, and there's been quite a few announcements, so I'll just remind everyone, if you're interested, there's a link under the announcements on our homepage.
All right, well, so that's about it for today. Thank you, everyone, for attending, all 35 of you. And we look forward to hearing your comments about this podcast in terms of how we can make it better and how we can better serve you. Thank you for your attention, and have a wonderful day, night, whenever it is you listen to it, I suppose.
Good day.
Good day.